The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Roisin Murphy is with me, the conservationist and architect, and Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor for the Irish Times, to talk about this suggestion or this pilot project. Is that what it is, Olivia, whereby key workers might be offered new low-cost rental accommodation in Dublin City if they work there?
Yeah, well, a pilot project, yes. You'd have to say it's a thing that we've been talking about for an awful long time. The idea is we've a lot of vacancy, we've a lot of dereliction in the city. Everyone knows that. We've particularly a lot of vacancy above shops, you know, a lot of floors that would have in the past, in previous generations, been people's flats. They're not anymore. They're either storage for the shop or they're nothing at all. So the idea is to get those back into use. Now, we've had so many schemes over the years, the Living City Initiative, the all sorts of schemes.
Yeah, lots. One was Michael Smith, mid-90s, yes. The first Living Over the Shop Initiative.
Yes, all those sorts of things that have never really made a considerable difference. Now, if you were talking to building owners who might have an interest in doing this, they want to gain some profit out of those floors that are just lying there idle, they'd say, well, we've tried this and we've gone and the council's conservation department says we need this, the council's fire officer says we need that, somebody at the planner will then say we need the other, and altogether those entities, despite the fact that they're the same local authority, they're not talking to each other sufficiently well to make this a viable proposition for building owners.
So how is this going to make it viable, this scheme? What's the idea?
What the council is leaning heavily into is the Taoiseach's task force for Dublin City that reported there nearly a year ago. It'll be a year ago in October. And it had, as one of its 10 big moves, if people remember this, converting all this empty building stock into homes for key workers. Key workers, it defined as guards and nurses and teachers, but as well retail and hospitality workers who can't afford to rent in the city anymore.
With the Irish Times,
sadly not. But so the council are now grasping this, and they're saying, "Well, we have the imprimatur of the Taoiseach behind us, and we have money apparently behind us. So we're going to do this now as a pilot." And they've chosen two streets in the city to do as a pilot: Middle Abbey Street and North Frederick Street. People probably be more familiar with Middle Abbey Street. It's right in the centre of town, just off O'Connell Street. North Frederick Street kind of turns into O'Connell Street. If you're coming up O'Connell Street, heading towards Phibsborough, you'll be walking on North Frederick Street. So they've chosen those two. And what they're going to do is they say they're going to be offering that one-stop shop of all those different council departments coming together to make things easy for developers. But if the developers are ignoring the council, or the property owners more than the developers are ignoring the council said they're going to come crack down heavily in terms of getting these properties on the derelict sites register, which has very few properties on it at the moment, and actually implementing fines. And if people are ignoring the fines, they say they'll move more swiftly to compulsory purchase.
Roisin Murphy, is this a good scheme?
It's a no-brainer. I mean, let's be real, we're talking about it for, I would say, since Michael Smith, since the parties on Thomas Street when everybody was living over the shop because there wasn't as much regulation. It has been something that people have been asking for. I know architects have been asking for the last, since I think we've had four annual general meetings in the RDS, and we invited ministers for housing and everything. What is sad that it has taken the big explosion that happened in 2 years ago to get this going. Because one of the big things it does is it's about inhabiting a city. It's about getting people living in the city. To be honest with you, there's 40,000, they've estimated, empty units over shops in Ireland at the moment. 40,000. But one of the reasons they can't do it is really fire. Fire is the huge problem. Nobody's been able to shift on that. And for some reason, we are now getting shifting sands, which is wonderful. It does also do something, though, to the North Inner City. The North Inner City is probably the finest architecture in Georgian architecture in Dublin, overlooked, underloved and underinhabited. But also, there's an element of snobbery around that. Yeah. And one of the things it would be nice to see, and I would say this to Olivia because I now have her in a hot seat, but I'm single-minded about this, that we need to have somebody like the Taoiseach or Department of Taoiseach or one of the heavyweights living in the north, Georgian Quarter. Like they have...
If I can sort that out.
Can you please? Because if you think of Tony Blair, any of those guys leaving their beautiful shots, they all go out into these gorgeous Georgian streets. They're not living in grey stones or in Cork. They're living right in the heart of town. Because one of the things is, it's not just about providing housing. It's also about
making town.
They're
Taoiseach for the whole country now. You know what I mean? They're Taoiseach as much for Cork as they are for Dublin.
Yeah, but the thing is, Tony Blair or whoever was in town was always photographed living on Downing Street. It's like a seat of government. So it's important that they occupy that role as living in town too. So this thing of, oh, we'll do like a little bit of rent-controlled apartments for all the hard key workers, we need to have a refocus.
Yeah.
And they need to put their own backsides into town as well, and start and like that with the no bin policy. Olivia's like, and why did they ask around with me? That no bin policy for the, you know, no plastic bins in the south inner city needs to be brought into the north inner city where people really are struggling with bin charges.
It will be a different topic, but yeah, they're planning on doing that in the coming months now. Yeah,
but
plastic bags.
The economics that prevented this happening before that Olivia talked about, do they not still apply? You know what I mean? That it's cost prohibitive, 100%. That economies of scale don't really work because it's all different
things. Economics. It is the thing, unfortunately, that it's like we've seen two or three key businesses gone from Dorset Street and North Frederick Street in the last year. The Locksmith, which was made famous by Glenn Hansard movie, was it Once or Whatever, Once. Up? Anyway, that went.
Up is something else entirely.
But they were sold out. They were pushed out. We need security of tenure for the businesses around
there. Yeah, but I mean, in terms of renovating those above the shop building, I mean, the reason it never worked is because it was too expensive.
No, it's not. It's because but there's an element of greed in the development of the city as well. But people are buying sections and they're going, you know what? I'll actually sell this more easily if you're not there. So if you don't mind, as they said to one recent business on Dorset Street, if you don't mind, we're actually not going to let you stay. You're going to have to find another premises. It was a business in operation, a bike shop since 1984, McCormick's. So my point of view is that we have to become more like Vienna, a little bit more hipster in our economics policy as well, where we're protecting small businesses, introducing families into the city centre, but changing how we view property development.
Yeah.
And that is... this is a small step, but we really need to have big change.
Those fire regulations, though, do they not exist for a reason?
There is we are all agitating that you can't bring a building that's built in the 17th century up to the same standards as a building that's built in the 20th century or the 21st century. It's extremely difficult to do that. Right, so you have to have different types of ways of viewing that. So... to an extent, you have no open fires, you have no gas fires. There are ways of doing it where you put controls, but to keep places completely derelict for the sake of the fire regulations that are being enforced too rigorously, I am not alone in this thought. This is many other architects have come and said, and it's come from our institutes, asking for a relaxation on conservation properties. Because we're not talking about, say, your average bungalow, your average council house that's on the ground. We're talking about properties that are living in brick fabrics that are kind of wobbly, but we have to notice they're still safer than living in tents or having to commute from Kilkenny.
Olivia, the attraction, I guess, from a policymaker's point of view is that you're killing several birds maybe with one stone. You're dealing with dereliction. You're breathing life back into the city centres, and one would expect it's going to expand beyond where the pilot project is taking place, if it is indeed successful. The other thing you do, it strikes me, is you're offering people the ability to work close to where they live. You know, we often have this conversation in the context of, say, a London waiting. Should there be a Dublin waiting? Should we pay those key workers more money so they can afford to live in the city centre, in the capital. But this is another way of getting to the same end, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, we have to be honest with ourselves. This isn't going to generate huge amounts of new building stock. I think where it really has its impact is in eliminating the dereliction and eliminating the vacancy while getting people into homes. But yeah, we're not talking about the sort of numbers that are going to solve the housing crisis, but it is an element of it. Yeah. And it will. And as well, you know, the notion of having people back living in the city helps the city. That passive surveillance, that eyes on the street, you know, that's really about what a living city is all about.
Roisin, what needs to happen to ensure that this is successful where other schemes have failed?
I think it needs to happen quickly. We have to be very careful about the shuttering up of the Hugh Lane, and there's a lot of building projects in and around there at the same time. So we need, in the same way, you know, when a building shuts down, even if it's the Hugh Lane, it has an impact on all of that ecology. And we need to, they have a date. We have a date of January 27, I think, that it's going to happen. And I think that, but there is a frustration in watching these big schemes happen on the North Inner City, not happen. We've seen it on the back of Moore Street, all of this. So I think what we need is, I suppose, constant surveillance, not unlike what you said. We just need to keep the pressure on. But the housing problem is keeping the pressure on dereliction. It is the one thing that has really alleviated the kind of the brain fog around the problem with dereliction and what it does to cities and towns. Mm. But the other thing we really need to do is to make sure we need to get the protection of small. Now, this sounds funny and unconnected, but if we protect small business, you protect the footprint of a building. So you see that in Berlin and Paris and in all these places where they have very effective city centres, and in Vienna, and it's like a small retail policy, but it keeps that bottom section alive. So you keep, as you say, eyes on the street. So we need to pressurise the TDs and everybody to start enacting protection of small businesses in city centres. We see that there is a whole different way of shopping. But one of the big things that's keeping cities alive like Berlin is their independent retail. And we need to focus on that in conjunction with bringing people back into the city.
Roisin Murphy, conservationist and architect, Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.